turned out there was a lot of nerves about giving us a staffing projection because it appeared we couldn't afford the staff we needed. But Alan and Trish have come up with a solution. We're going to look for a minor charter modification that should give us extra money, help us come up with a reasonable staffing projection so that we all know where we're going. That's my goal.
The other element to that is with our communications pathway. We're modifying what our communications pathway is. So we're going to request what is called CTE funding for that communications pathway, which I think we would project that not next year, but if the student enrollment gets where it needs to be in a high school, that there might be over the course of a couple of years, five and a half units. That'll help us.
Number one,
it'll pay more. It'll pay for one person to teach communications, which we don't. It's not being paid for now. And the increase in the number of kids should give us more units, which will give us more flexibility with personnel. I think too, based on a conversation with Eric today and Janet, maybe some rethinking of kind of how we're gonna staff the high school in terms of personnel, but that's for them down the road. So again, I think as I said to the staff today, it took us a while over when we started with Sussex Academy, and it was just a little bitty school with 260 kids that went to 325. And we moved in that direction because we knew financially we needed to properly staff the school, and we needed those 18 units. And as Alan, and this is for the benefit certainly of the new board members, as we've staffed the school, we got to get a handle on how many units, and units means teachers for us. How many units do we need to be able to properly staff the school? One of the problems that I do believe this is a problem for us, and we need to be able to address it. I wish we could address it today, but how we run a block schedule at the high school, and a schedule at the high school is much more complicated than it is at the middle school. At the middle school, kids are taking six subjects generally every day. It's fairly routine, and that is not difficult to figure out. At the high school, you are met with a situation where you have courses that kids have to take because they have to get so many credits, and they got to get so many credits and so many things, and then they got these things that they can pick from. And so that is difficult. It is my belief, and it is my strong belief, that teachers in high school are teaching what I call core courses, and those core courses are English, math, science, social studies, and foreign language. And there are people out there who disagree with me, but I believe those teachers ought to have a planning period every day. We're in the situation where all of those teachers don't. We're giving it to our IB teachers. I believe, and moving forward, that has to be one of this school's priorities, because some of these teachers, they've got 150, 160 kids that they're responsible for. I think it needs to be a priority because the teacher needs the time. The teacher needs the time to plan, to confer, to collaborate. The teacher needs time. If you give the teacher time, they have more time to devote to kids. So when we're talking about things like counselors and all that, that's all fine and good. But if the teacher cannot give the quality time to the individual kid when they're in the classroom, that's a problem. So I'm on my way out the door, folks, but I've been talking about this. We're trying to fix it. But I believe it should be on the priority list. And I don't know what Eric believes, he'll be able to tell you what he believes.
Well, just so you all know, we did talk about it earlier in the year, and the problem is if you want to give every teacher a planning period, you can't just hire one teacher. Because that one teacher can't teach biology and English and math, and so you need a lot of teachers to give planning periods. So it became expensive, and so we are looking for the solution.
And maybe, and this is where I go back to Eric and Alan and Janet, and maybe over time they can figure out a different kind of a solution. That's a little more out of the box thinking. For instance, one of the things that we found is that we were overloading, and thank you Janet Owens for working on this. Our social studies teachers, they can't do what we're asking them to do. And so we're going to step back and we're going to say, oh, we're going to hire, and Alan mentioned this in his what he talked about in the budget. We're going to hire some part-time adjunct kind of people. Mm-hmm. And can I say this out loud, what I'm about to say? But so when Eric came into the scheduling, when the teachers were around working with Debbie on the scheduling, and I was telling Eric, well, this is going on, and I said, yeah, we gotta find kind of an adjunct social studies person. And I said, I'm going to get on the horn, I'm going to call some folks, blah, blah, blah. He says, I might have one. So he may have one that may work out. So again, it's a little bit out of the box thinking. It's not what we would normally do, but we're supposed to be innovative, mm-hmm. and that's what we're supposed to do. Anyway, so I'm done talking about my pet peeve.
Do the high schoolers have like a study hall?
No.
Okay.
Not official. No, not officially. Right now, they don't have study hall.
How many classes do they have a day? How many class periods?
The kids.
Yeah.
Most kids have
high school
four.
Kids.
Four.
Four and classes a day.
Mm-hmm.
So the classes are an hour and a half.
Almost 90 minutes. 87 minutes. 87 minutes.
They don't have phys ed anymore at the high school level. They do.
Yeah, they have phys ed, but they have it at. They only have it at
9th and 10th grade.
Half a year for 9th and 10th.
Half a year.
Well, one credit worth somewhere.
So that's required.
Yeah.
But then, so there are other electives.
And health is required. We have, if you look in the handbook, we have a set of graduation requirements that exceeds what a lot of schools do. We have 27 credits. 27, yes. 27 credits. Some schools will have 24 credits. About 27.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I was talking to the mom of a kid who left this year in the middle of junior year, and he went to Seaford High School, and he walked in the door, and they said, you don't need to be here. You can graduate right now. And he wasn't ready to, but that makes sense now that you say that, because we require more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any more old business?
Yes, I do. Just to remind everyone that the date for the board workshop is July 18th. I have to start working on the details of where it's going to be. But that's the date that we voted on or agreed to at the last meeting. So.
And last year it was at 3:30. We tried for that same time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the new board members asked me about meetings for next year. Are they on the
They're
website?
On the calendar.
Are they on the website yet?
Yep.
Okay. So we can look at the Sussex Academy website.
No, they're not on the website. Yeah. They're on the school calendar.
Oh, they're in the newsletter.
Yeah, it's the newsletter.
The newsletter that comes out on Fridays?
At the bottom.
Andrea, maybe just...
They're on the calendar that was approved.
Yeah, but
the new board
members would not have that. Maybe how about if you just send that calendar out to all the board members again? Because they may have misplaced theirs.
How many people cannot come on July 18th?
How many people don't know?
Two people. Debbie, you're good?
I'm good.
Okay.
One of the places you might want to have it, if you're looking for a place, is
Hudson Fields?
No.
The clubhouse at Coastal Club. It's a big building. And it's serviced by Sodell Concepts Food Service. So if we're looking to have dinner there, they can probably accommodate us.
Might I use your name as a point of reference?
That's a good idea.
You may.
Thank you. Okay, great. Awesome.
Any other old business?
Just out of curiosity, why wouldn't we have that like workshop on a weekend? It's a full day.
I think we tried to pick.
It's July.
Or during the day.
Well, you know, if we have it on a weekend, it would be the best beach day of the summer, right? I think we did a Wednesday, just like our normal board meetings. We just added a board meeting on. That's the way we did it.
But it's not a board meeting.
No, it's not.
It's not, but it's not disruptive to the school year.
But in terms of being consistent with the kind of schedule that we have.
Why don't we take a show of hands as to people whether they would prefer it on a weekend or during the week?
How many people would prefer it on a weekend?
I pretty much had a few for that.
Thank you, everybody. You have my Christmas list.
Sorry, Steve. Please, I hope you come.
Thanks for trying.
Great idea.
All right. New business? Recognition of outgoing board members. We're losing Chris Benjamin. We're losing Anna Vargas. And we're losing Joe Schell as a voting board member, but we're keeping him as a board member emeritus. How do you say that word?
Emeritus. Oh. I already told Ryan, I'm like, it won't stick in my head. It's like a
disease.
Hey, Susie, can I make a comment to the new members? I've been on the board for 5 years. The first 3 years I had two kids here, and the last 2 years I haven't. And I think the most joy I've gotten or received from this board is the last 2 years without the kids here, because you're putting more of yourself into the board. So get on committees, volunteer, and the year-end excitement that goes on, the events, go to them. When you go to that graduation or the eighth grade moving up, you see kids, I don't know the kids, but they're so excited to be part of this. And obviously the parents and grandparents and siblings, but get involved, you get out what you put in. So the last 2 years have been fantastic. So I'm proud and happy to have been part of this board. And I hope maybe one or two of my other kids will come through. I've had three come through here, so
great school. We miss you.
Thank you.
Hey, don't worry though. I'm still going to give you a call about the compensation committee. So
okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
If I could just ask one thing, those of the outgoing board members, if I could please have your board books back, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And they're all up to date, right?
We're talking.
Your binder.
Your binder. Your blue.
Did I get one?
This.
Yeah. This is what it looks like.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yours might be blue. It might be blue. Or,
yeah.
I'll look.
Mine's blue.
Yours is white.
Mine's blue, and it looks the same as it did
when it was handed to us.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I will. I actually will second. Go ahead, Anna.
I don't want to say bye because I'm staying in one of the committees, and I'm going to stay in the outreach committee, and I will be so happy, to be helping and representing the school in the community. And I'm so happy leaving the school, seeing more diversity in the board. I can see diversity. I'm so happy living like that. And I can see increase in the diversity in the school students. So.
Thank you.
And I will be in contact, and when I finish my MP, probably I'll be back.
Thank you, Anna.
I also would like to acknowledge my partner in crime here, who has done a fantastic job this year as president. Yes. She has forced me to examine myself in many ways and has really showed me that there are different ways of operating, which hopefully you all will see in a few short months. If not, kick me, remind me. But we're like the yin, the yin and the yang.
Yes.
The yin and the yang. So
I will say that Jen and I can bat heads and work it out.
I appreciate, you know.
Who's one that's mostly good?
Oh, Jen's always bad cop.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So there's some good in Jen and there's some bad.
I didn't say good cop. I did. Neither of us is totally bad, good. So thanks a lot.
It's
totally
Jen. It's definitely Jen.
No, but I think Marty, you know, I'm excited to have Marty as VP next year. And
what, he left already, but
I know. Yeah. I can see how it's going to go moving forward.
Thank you for the opportunity, everybody.
Thank you, Anna.
Good luck. Thank you. All three, both of you will be missed, and we're keeping you. Right. Charter modification. Oh,
we've already talked
swearing
about
swearing in new board members. We've already done.
Whoa, you talked about it, but you need to make a vote on it. Okay.
And we need to know what we're voting
specifically.
Okay. Charter modification is kind of unnumbered.
So the charter modification will be, the purpose of it is to increase the enrollment numbers at Sussex Academy as a minor modification. It falls under a minor modification, and that means we send it to the Department of Education, to the charter school office. It does not have to meet pass muster at the State Board of Education. So we would like to move our number of 110 per grade level to 120 per grade level. So that would be part of the, that's what we would submit. Now, it's probably not just a one pager, it's probably multiple pages. But we would like, the administration would like the board to make a motion to submit a minor modification to the Department of Education, moving our number from 110 per grade level to 120 per grade level.
I make a motion that we, Sussex Academy, submit a minor charter modification for the purpose of increasing our enrollment number from 110 per grade to 120 per grade.
I second. Susie Mitchell seconds.
Any discussion?
Can I just ask a question? So if we're adding 70 kids, that should give us another 3.5 units. Is there a counter to that, like that is, we're adding more kids, are we just increasing class sizes, or is there
hopefully,
going to be additional
hopefully
staff?
Hopefully there would be additional staff.
Okay.
The purpose of it is not to increase
workload.
Well, the purpose is to increase mm-hmm. students so that we could hire more teachers to have more flexibilities in terms of what we can do, and specifically across the school, but probably more specifically for the high school.
So the middle school would have 110 or 115 in a class.
Yeah, they're probably going to have 120.
The staffing needs, I think.
But the staffing wouldn't change
for the middle school.
For the middle school.
I think
because they've been at 130.
Or if we got more kids in the high school, the middle school would still be at 110.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think we'll need to kind of figure out what is the accurate number. If we want to add another social studies teacher, how many students should that grade level have? If it's 140, makes the most sense to be able to get the number of sections we need, then we could have smaller classes at that end of the building.
Right. Because right now, like grades 9 and 10 are what, 124?
Somewhere.
124. So I could see where we could add a few kids there and really not
six sections. What we would shoot for is six sections per grade level,
which 120 might not give us, to be honest with you.
Well, you have the 5%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Give, right.
So I don't think, I mean, I appreciate the questions, understand the questions. I think the, and you know, I said in a meeting at lunchtime, I said, had I been smart enough, which I wasn't, I would have said, we should do that. I wasn't smart enough. So, and I don't mean I'm smart enough now. I mean, this is all something Alan has been saying.
But we also, the block scheduling wasn't really part of our original
major charter.
Modification. Uh-huh. We were going to do seven periods, and we did it for a year. And that's easier to do than when now we have eight over 2 day period.
When do we submit this modification?
We will submit it as soon as it's done. It has to be submitted by December something. I started to say the end of December. I got to check on that, but it'll be submitted in time. It's either, do you know?
So this is for school year 20.
It's not for this school year.
Right.
It will be approved.
Understand that. It's for school year 20.
I think it'll be approved in December.
Yes.
But it's not for this school year. So it's not going to positively impact the school. But over time, we think it will positively impact the school.
But I want to make sure I understand that. The rationale is we're doing this not because we want to have more students in the school or we have empty classrooms. We're doing this because we want more teachers in order to provide for the different courses that we're offering in high school, not to load up our teachers. If we increased to 5 kids or 10 kids a class and didn't change our teacher count, we would exacerbate an already tough problem where there's no study periods, or whatever you call them. So we are trying to react to what we're learning and hearing from the teachers more than we're trying to say, let's be an 840 student school. We'll have better sports teams. It has nothing to do with any of that.
No. I mean, and quite frankly, for those of you that are new to the table, and I think I've been a vocal advocate of a smaller school. I think our original founding board was a vocal advocate of a smaller school. I think our middle school people have been vocal advocates of keeping the school small. So, again, it's not to make the school bigger in terms of more kids. It is to have, and I like to phrase it, to have a whole lot more flexibility in how we can staff the school. And to me, adding units gives the school better flexibility.
And this only works if our IB participation continues to grow.
That is correct.
If our IB participation does not grow along with these increased numbers, it will not work.
That is correct.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Not IB deployment, participation in total has to continue to grow along with these.
Because if we don't have class sizes, to elaborate more on that, if we don't have acceptable class sizes at the IB level, we cannot run 5 students in a class.
Right.
That's not an effective use of money. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we need to, while that might be great, and I think the kids might love it, the teacher might love it, it's not an effective use of financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
So you make absolutely a great point. And again, it goes to increasing the number of students taking IB courses. That, there it is, folks. Don't forget what that mission is.
Any more discussion?
Well, I just wanted to let
I understand it completely, and I don't disagree with it. It just seems like half of the equation. If we move forward, we get the minor modification, we increase the class size. The guess here is that it will fund us adequately to staff the additional students. Shouldn't we be...
Teachers.
Yeah. Shouldn't we be proving that part of the equation simultaneous to, you know...
I think there's a budget. There's a budget section. The answer to that is yes. There's also, I'm sure we're going to have to submit a budget section for this. Do I know? No, I don't know with 100% certainty that it's absolutely going to work. No. But yeah, it is. It is somebody's job to figure that out. Now, when I say figured out, that sounds. I'm not saying all of this the way I want to. I don't know with 100% certainty.
Right. That one will solve the other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think it will get us closer to solving it.
Okay?
The bottom line is, I don't care how you cut it, I don't care how you say it. The bottom line is, under any circumstance, you need more revenue to do some of the things. So how you get that revenue, whether it's through a charter minor modification, or whether it's going out and raising $100,000, or whether it's somebody coming into here and saying, we love you, I'm gonna give you a donation. Or I don't know what is out there. But I don't think I think this will get us closer.
Mm-hmm. Alan, if we go for the modification and what is our threshold? So say we go for the modification and we decide not to pursue those increased numbers. Where do we get dinged 80%. On the performance framework? We have to be 80%. So even if
we have 80% enrolled by May 1st, but we have to be 95% enrollment or above.
So I'm not the math guy here, so help me with this. So if we go for a minor modification and we don't meet those number goals, are we in trouble then with the 95%?
No, I think we should phase it like we did for this. So for fiscal year 2021, which this would become effective, we're going to have 790. And then the next year, 810. Mm-hmm. And I'm just making these numbers up. But we can phase it out so that we can grow over time.
Okay, and then even with that first step, that puts us in line so we're not in violation
We would be in violation with an explanation, right?
Yeah.
That's what we did before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay, I just want to make sure. We don't have...
But to your point, if we move forward absent the plan, right, of how we're going to fix it, from a staffing perspective, then that will start to haunt us. And that's why I was saying that we should consider doing these things simultaneously. Before we move to approve the minor mod, we should do both in conjunction. And there's time for that, I think.
When will we get the result?
January board meeting.
No, I knew, but I can't remember.
January board meeting?
That's when they'll approve it.
Okay.
And that would mean...
I think we have to have it in end of December.
So
it gets approved, but it's not functional until the next school year.
Correct.
So on May 1st, we're going to know what our census is for this purpose. Mm-hmm. So way before the next school year, I mean, 4 months before the next school year starts, we're going to know we have 800 kids. So we need to be 80% of that number if that's our goal for the first year, because we should do a staging. I agree with that. I don't see what your issue is. We're not going to hire ahead of knowing with the certainty we know right now how many kids are going to be in the school, therefore how much money we're going to get.
Right.
I'm
worried about bringing in more
teachers,
students on an already constrained environment of teachers before we understand how many teachers and how that's going to work with those additional students. That's all.
It would probably need to do like part-time people so that we had two positions, two classes for social studies, two classes for this, and not bring on full-time until we get to the full complement.
Yes, correct. Agreed.
That's a good solution.
Yeah, that's the only way it's going to work. Because you're not going to, I mean, the science and the, that's the only way it's going
to
work.
And, you know, we're not going to be able to move our senior class, let's say, to 120 if we only have 100 juniors. 20 kids aren't going to come here, knock on our door, say, "I want to be there for a senior."
Yeah,
well, no, that's true.
And the likelihood of their having
you have a little
to be
bit of time,
come
but
in,
if,
I mean, the other angle of that is the likelihood of first off, they're not going to come, but second off, they're probably not going to be able to meet the graduation requirements.
That's right.
So they're not getting in the door anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Debbie's very good about sitting down with people who want to join us after ninth grade, looking at their transcripts and saying, "This is not going to work for you." Oh, yeah, you this will work for you. So. In terms of being able to graduate.
All right.
Was I clear on my point?
You were. Okay. I hear you, but I still.
I think we need to really look at it. Well, I mean, I think we don't have to use it if we get it.
Correct.
Although there will be public pressure probably to use it. Right?
I think you do eventually have to use it.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now, so the minor
modification
would take us up to 840, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 95% of that is 798 kids, and our enrollment right now is 791.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we're
add 8, and we're in the clear.
Okay. So then
we
could
add 5% above the 840 if we needed to or wanted to, if we got that modification.
You're confident in those percentages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I agree, you're right.
Okay, so the only other thing I just wanted to tell the new board members is that we were the first school, first charter school ever approved for a 5-year charter, just 10 years, sorry. 10-year charter this year. And it was a big process to get it, and Trish did it, and Alan did it, Janet did it. Anyway, we don't want to have to go back and redo that whole process. It was long, it took a long time. So this is a minor modification that we can get, hopefully, much more easily than having to redo everything.
But I agree, we need to put together a staffing plan, an outlook. That's
I'm sure we'll do that, but it's just, if you get ahead of, one gets ahead of the other, it just puts more strain.
All right, so there's a motion on the table to move forward with a minor modification to our charter. Any more discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. So the next thing under new business we've already discussed above, the Dazzle contract, and then we are down to the Washington Equipment Finance Company lease.
And we did that with the preliminary budget.
Did that already?
Oh, you said you wanted to prepay.
No, it's included in the lease. The lease is included in the budget. But I had one last thing, and that is our new website is launching July 1st.
Oh, yay! Oh, yeah, new website.
Yay!
Awesome.
I thought it already was.
Who just said that?
Is that Chris?
Exiting board member.
Okay. Trish, would you like to say something before we adjourn? Do you want us to go?
Oh, so adjourn.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Any public comments? No? All right. I make a motion that we adjourn our board meeting at 5:37.
Second.
Second by Jen Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay.